Spending so many months in quarantine without human interaction besides our families, many people are finding it hard to believe what life will be like after the coronavirus. Many businesses such as nail salons and hair salons have to add a bunch of stuff so that their businesses can run. Many businesses have suffered during the lockdown period because their businesses haven't been getting the money they need in order to run. Since the end of school year is nearing the corner, there are many students who need to graduate but can't because of the coronavirus. Many schools are having an online graduation, haven't discussed graduation plans, or not even having one at all. Many things are starting to open, and the restrictions of the number of people in a group are starting to get lighter. For example, 25 people are allowed outside, and 10 people are allowed inside, according to ABC7. This is much better than when the whole thing started. Now let's move to the upcoming school year. There already has been a few things stating what the upcoming school year will be like. Here's a few. Desks need to be 6 feet apart, lunch has to be held in classrooms, staggered arrival times, cloth masks for staff, disinfecting schools daily, and daily temperature checks, according to News 12. This might not sound like a lot of fun, but it's better than being home because you get to see your friends. The only thing is, I'm sure a lot of people are mad because we're going south, because we're going to be freshmen, and this is our first year in a new school, so it will definitely be more confusing than if we were wandering around and exploring for ourselves. I'm sure that everyone wants to get out of their house and go shopping or do something, and the governor is trying to open up more things, but the other states have opened up and their cases have risen up. It's honestly just a waiting game now because I'm sure everyone is sick of being home and just wants to see their friends. And like I said before, they are making the number of groups higher. And finally, throughout my high school year, hopefully there will be a vaccine for the coronavirus. I know they have one in the works right now, which is good. Hopefully it will prevent a second wave, but they need to open everything in little increments, such as restaurants. They'll probably not be the same after a year this is all over. As well as malls, because so many people go there, they might have to have a certain number limit of people that go in. But malls are having curbside pickup, so that means maybe we're closer to the end. And here are some interviews. This is Sophia Otto from the 8th grade.
Think life will be like after the coronavirus?
I think that everything will go back to normal, but we're gonna have to take precautions like wear masks, but everything will go back to normal.
And here's Cole Otto in the 8th grade.
What do you think life will be like after the coronavirus?
Life will be a lot different even though the coronavirus will be over, because there's predictions that after the coronavirus people will still need to wear masks in public places, which is a lot more different than the coronavirus.
This is Lizzie Ogbeni from the 8th grade. Lizzie, what will life be like after the coronavirus?
Life after the coronavirus will be similar to life before the coronavirus. Some people will still be cautious and wear their masks and things like that, but hopefully most people will go back to their normal lifestyles.
Thank you.